This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Journalist Roxana Saberi is free. She was released today from an Iranian prison where she'd been held since January, and she was reunited with her parents. Saberi is Iranian-American, originally from North Dakota. She's reported for NPR, among other news organizations, and there have been many twists and turns in this case. We're still learning the details of her release, but here's what we do know. Roxana Saberi was arrested in January for buying alcohol. She was later charged with working in Iran without proper press credentials. The charges against her escalated to spying, and last month she was convicted and sentenced to 8 years in prison. Today, an appeals court in Iran reduced and suspended her sentence, and she left prison with her parents, who met her there. Her case drew international attention and condemnation of the secret proceedings against her. Among those working for Roxana Saberi's release, Senator Byron Dorgan of her home state, North Dakota. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So, your reaction to the news of Roxana Saberi's release?
Well, it's wonderful news. I know, a great relief to Roxana, certainly to her family, and to so many people around the world who pressed the Iranian government to release this woman from prison. It was a terrible miscarriage of justice, and the Iranian government has apparently now done the right thing. And I hope she can leave the country and we can welcome her home back here in the U.S. very soon.
Now, government officials have said that she is free to leave the country now that she's been released. What else have you learned about this change in her sentencing and how it came to be that she was released?
Well, I haven't learned very much. I had an email from her father this weekend, and I also had a call from the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, someone with whom I had had a lot of contact on this issue. And in both cases, it seemed to me there was a feeling that something was going to happen, something would break here. And obviously, the Iranian government had made the decision that there was a hearing, a 4 or 5 hour hearing, as I understand it, on appeal. So, you know, whatever the motivation and whatever happened here, it's the right result. She certainly was never a spy, not involved in espionage, and so I'm very pleased for the result.
For months, you've been among those arguing for Ms. Saberi's release. Did you have contact with Iranian officials?
My contact was with the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations. My colleagues and I wrote to him personally and asked for a review of Roxana's imprisonment and conviction.
What do you think led to her release?
I don't know. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of speculation about what does this mean. Does it mean that the Iranians have taken a different turn with respect to, you know, being concerned about the relationship with the United States? I don't think any of us know that at this point. I was simply appealing to the Iranians to say, look, this is a miscarriage of justice, and you have to rectify it. But whatever the motivations might be with respect to the Iranian government, we welcome the release of this young woman.
Now, you mentioned an email over the weekend. Have you spoken with the family this morning?
I have not spoken with the family this morning. I've been in touch with them by email and also spoken to them a number of times by telephone. They have, as you know, stayed in Roxana's apartment in Tehran, going back and forth to the prison to visit Roxana. But I have not spoken to them this morning. Phone service is a little bit spotty to Tehran, and so I'm trying.
Senator, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. Roxana Saberi grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. And there's more on this story at our website, npr.org.